This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations says more than 500,000 Palestinians have been displaced in recent days by escalating Israeli military operations in both southern and northern Gaza. Aid workers are struggling to distribute dwindling supplies to Palestinians facing catastrophic levels of hunger in makeshift tent camps. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told President Volodymyr Zelensky during a trip to Kyiv on Tuesday, part of a major U.S. aid package had arrived in Ukraine and more was on its way. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Blinken acknowledged that the delay had made Ukraine more vulnerable to Russian attacks, but he pledged unwavering U.S. support going forward.
The assistance is now on the way. Some of it's already arrived. More of it will be arriving. And that's going to make a real difference against the ongoing Russian aggression on the battlefield.
U.S. military aid had been blocked by Republicans in Congress until they finally allowed a vote last month, when it passed with support from both parties.
Big appreciation from Ukrainians to Americans for this.
Zelensky said his country was thankful for the bipartisan support, but added that more help was needed as Russia mounts fresh attacks in eastern Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal also welcomed U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Kyiv on Tuesday. As Blinken came to Ukraine as the first senior U.S. official since Congress passed the long-delayed $61 billion aid package last month, Shmyhal thanked the United States for the financial aid and expressed hope that it will help, quote, start liberating our territories. Military aid from Washington was held up for months and blocked by Republicans in the U.S. Congress. This is VOA News. The Internal Displacement Monitoring Center reports conflicts and violence have pushed the number of internally displaced people to a record-breaking high of 75.9 million people, with nearly half living in sub-Saharan Africa. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The report finds conflicts in Sudan, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Gaza accounted for nearly two-thirds of new displacement movements in 66 countries in 2023. The lead author of the newest report, Vicente Anzalini, says the number of internal displacements, that is, the number of times people have been forced to move because of conflict, has increased in the past few years, and this added to the total number of IDPs at the end of 2023. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Florida Highway Patrol has arrested the driver of a pickup truck that crashed into a farm worker bus, killing eight on charges of driving under the influence manslaughter. Troopers say the driver faces eight counts of DUI manslaughter for Tuesday morning's crash. Troopers say the man was driving a 2001 Ford Ranger that crossed into the center line, swipe-swiping the bus and causing it to veer off the road at about 6:40 a.m. Donald Trump's one-time personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, was back on the witness stand on Tuesday, and he detailed a 2017 Oval Office meeting where Trump, who was then the newly elected U.S. president, agreed to a plan to secretly reimburse Cohen for a hush money payment the attorney made to a porn star. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Cohen is the prosecution's star witness at Trump's criminal trial in New York, where the ex-president is accused of illegally falsifying business records to hide the payment to Stormy Daniels. Prosecutors say Trump wanted to silence her claims about a 2006 sexual encounter as he campaigned for president in 2016. Trump has denied the affair, pleaded not guilty, and called the prosecution a political effort to derail his current presidential campaign.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Investigators probing the March collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the U.S. state of Maryland said in a preliminary report on Tuesday the cargo ship Dolly experienced an electrical blackout about 10 hours before leaving the port of Baltimore and yet again shortly before it slammed into the bridge and killed six construction workers. The report issued by the National Transportation Safety Board provides the most detailed account yet of the March 26 tragedy. The report says the power outage was caused by a crew member mistakenly closing an exhaust damper, causing the ship's engine to stall. The agency says a full investigation could take a year or more. I'm Joe Ramsey.